Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Natasha D'Artigue, Esquire, who is Deputy District Public Defender for Baltimore City in the Office of the Public Defender. And Natasha's here today to talk to us about the various services and help that the office gives to folks involved one way or the other in the criminal justice system. So, Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it. I know you're busy, and we love you being busy because it means you're helping get more justice in this world, which is something we are all in need of. First of all, for those of our listeners who are not familiar, could you tell us something about the Office of the Public Defender?
So the Office of the Public Defender is charged with the responsibility of helping those who are indigent in the various courts throughout the state. Mm-hmm. Our office is divided into 12 districts that conform with the district court. I work here in Baltimore City. Baltimore City is designated as District 1.
And so you're really a state-funded agency?
Yes, we are. A state agency. We were created by the legislature in July of 1971, but we are an independent state agency. We do operate under the state's budget, but again, we are independent.
Is that like it is in most other states?
Not every state has a public defender's office, so it's hard for me to speak on that, though. Yeah. We are working in collaboration with our sister states to change that, because it's incredibly important that each state recognizes a person's constitutional right to have an attorney.
Right, right. And I guess a lot of people cannot afford it.
Absolutely, yes. It can, especially those who are indigent, who are facing, just the struggles of day-to-day, the additional burden of having to pay for an attorney out of pocket is quite challenging.
Yeah. How can somebody find out more information about the office?
So essentially, if you want to find out about the office in general, we have a website, and our web address is opd.state.md.us. And essentially, it tells about all the offices throughout the state, and you can get particular phone numbers and locations.
Okay, great. opd.state.md.us. And a good phone number?
A good phone number. For the Baltimore City location, I'll give you our downtown number, would be 410-333-4900. That is the Baltimore City number.
Great. So that's 410-333-4900.
Yes.
Great. And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my. I have been in the Office of the Public Defender since 1996, so 22 years now.
Wow, 22 years. So you know where all the bones are buried.
Pretty much, yeah.
you're somebody that I want to talk to about what's been going on, because, you've been there 22 years, which means you've seen trends, of course, in not only kinds of cases, but I guess in terms of the public commitment to helping too.
Absolutely, we've definitely seen changes that have occurred throughout the city, and the positive thing is how different organizations kind of have come together to try to pull through various issues. Even in tragedy, great things can come. There's even hope. Even with the tragedy of Freddie Gray, for example, the Department of Justice came in, and now we have a consent decree. We have a monitoring team in place, and essentially an opportunity for the community to become more involved in their communities, but also in the police department and new procedures that are being developed.
Great. Yeah, it's critical. It's critical, isn't it? I mean, it really is a community.
Absolutely. Because essentially the evils per se that were revealed in terms of what was happening between the community and the police department only came to light because of those in the community speaking up. Right. So it's really integral that the community continues to be involved in the process as we heal as a city.
Yeah. And it's important that folks help that healing, and folks help be a positive in that rather than a negative in that.
Absolutely. you know, through my work, both in the office and out of the office in the community, you sometimes hear people say, it doesn't make a difference. But in fact, change only comes because people are active and involved. So I definitely encourage people, especially at this, you know, in this day, to be involved within their communities, within their homeowner association, community associations, because these are the voices that want to be heard. These are basically the people that live in the neighborhoods who can really speak the truth as to what is happening and whether effective change is taking place.
Right. And I always tell folks, if you're quiet and don't say anything, not only does that mean that you're basically in agreement with whatever is going on.
Absolutely.
Because unless you're actively involved in trying to do something positive about it, you're basically reinforcing it the way it is.
And that's absolutely true. And people need to really kind of grasp the belief that the expression that kind of ripples in a pond, that every little bit has a resonating effect. And sometimes people think that I'm just one lone person, but you'd be surprised as to the profound effects that one lone person can have. Especially when we come together, one becomes two, and then two becomes four. And next thing you know, we have a movement.
Right, right. And once there's a movement, then there's change is possible.
Change is absolutely possible. We just have to get away from the idea that just because we don't see it instantaneously, that it's not happening. But change does happen, and sometimes it comes slow, but it does come with continued work.
Yeah. And thank goodness for the public commitment to at least fund the Office of Public Defender on a certain level. Has that changed much over the years? I'm sure it has.
We, you know, like any state agency, we face challenges in terms of budget and resources. But we are creative, and we're meeting the challenges as they come and continuing to provide a superior representation to our clients.
Amen. Let's talk about the clients and eligibility and costs and all that. Who's eligible?
So essentially, the termination is now done by the commissioners. Mm-hmm. If you're seeking the services of the Office of the Public Defender, it's a two-step process. Step one is that you would apply to the commissioner's office, and they're located in each of the district court buildings. And then step two is to then go to your local public defender's office. But it does require the two steps, step one being the commissioner, step two being the public defender's office. And essentially, you would bring your pay stubs, any proof of, for example, if you're in public assistance, as mm-hmm. well as a Maryland form of ID and your charge papers, statement of probable cause. And that determination is pretty much, once you come in with your documents, you pretty much know the same day. But if not, they do give you a provisional so that you can go on to step two.
Great. Are there particular types of purported offenses that are eligible and others ineligible? Or
so essentially, we represent individuals on offenses that carry jail time, incarcerable offenses. So uh-huh. we represent people on misdemeanors and felonies. We also represent individuals on incarcerable child support offenses, as well as we represent juveniles, of course. Mm-hmm. Parents who are charged with a possible CINA, children in need of assistance. Those are the type of offenses that we represent, as well as violations of probation, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Anything pretty much where you're facing jail time.
Right. How does somebody find out initially about you? I mean, I know that they can go to the commissioner if they know about that. But does somebody in the process of being arrested or arraigned, are they informed of the Office of Public Defender and its availability?
So generally, they during the process of your arrest, if you are incarcerated, you are brought before a commissioner. Mm-hmm. And when you're brought before the commissioner, they do ask you whether or not you are seeking a representation by the public defender's office.
Good.
If you are basically a walkthrough, not detained, immediately released, and you are facing a criminal charge, I would tell you definitely immediately step one is go to a local district court commissioner's office, and then step two, come to the public defender's office. never go to court, especially for a criminal matter, without an attorney.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they can find out about which district, et cetera, by going to the website you mentioned before.
So essentially, in terms of going to a commissioner, you can go to any district court commissioner's office, as well as within each district court office here in Baltimore City in particular, our offices are also located. So, for example, you have the East Side District Court. Our offices are at East Side, Wabash, and at Southern Hargrove District Court. Mm-hmm. There's a commissioner's office, but there's also a public defender's office. If you were to apply at one of those district offices, you could also come into our main office for Step 2, which is located at 201 St. Paul Place.
Okay, great. And of course, they could call that number also, 410-333-4900?
Yes, and the general information is extension 411, and they could be connected to the proper party.
Mm-hmm. Do you have... I know the office does various special projects every now and then to try to respond to different things going on in the community. What are they right now?
So we like to say that we are very attuned to what's occurring, and sometimes we're preemptive and sometimes it's concurrent with what's happening. One of the special and projects is the special litigation team, which essentially tackles the issues of police misconduct. One of the preeminent issues now is in regards to the Gun Trace Task Force, the GTF officers that were recently federally indicted. We're working diligently for those who have convictions that are related to these officers or who have pending charges related to these officers to bring those cases back to court and seek a more... favorable and just resolution. I do have a phone number. If you have an individual that has a conviction that involves one of these officers or has a case that one of these officers are implicated, and I would ask you to call 410-814-7858. Again, that's 410-814-7858. We also have projects that are going on throughout the districts. So, for example, for those individuals that were currently represented by the Office of the Public Defender or previously represented, but are having issues regarding to motor vehicles, we assist. We have a peer-to-peer program where we assist individuals in getting their permits and licenses, and that is done at Wabash District Court, but also at our Southern District Court. In terms of juvenile, we have many of our juvenile attorneys that are working in the juvenile, Maryland suspension project. So essentially, we're trying to work with the community in making sure that children stay in school. We also have our juvenile attorneys working in various areas of juvenile justice. And in particular, we're really active in teen court. So we're also not only outside, but also in the community. Another one of our partners is included the Center for Urban Families, which is a great organization out in West Baltimore that assists individuals who have prior criminal history, basically getting their back on their feet and achieving economic and success.
Wonderful. My goodness. And they can find all out about all those by calling that number or by going to the website.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Center for Urban Families has their separate website that I would direct them to your website to get further information. But in regards to all the things that we do, in particular Office of the Public Defender, you can check our website and go to those specific divisions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time. This has been a quick 15 minutes with lots of very important information for everybody. Could you give that contact information one more time, please?
Yes. Thank you for having me. And the Office of the Public Defender's website is opd.state.md.us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Natasha D'Artigue for Esquire, Deputy District Public Defender for Baltimore City, in the Office of the Public Defender, for being our guest today. Thank you, Natasha. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.